Welcome to Faithful Not Flawless. We're your hosts. I'm Carrie.
I'm Krista.
And I'm Julia.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Julia has a great subject, and we're just going to have her dive into it.
So God kept talking to me a couple of days ago, because I'm going to be seriously honest with you guys. I was like, I have nothing for podcasts. I was praying about it.
I'm like starting to sweat.
Yeah. I'm like, it has been a few weeks and I got nothing. I really don't. And I was like, God, you're going to have to give me something. I have nothing. And literally one night he just gives me these downloads and he just starts putting this stuff in my mind and I start writing it down. And one of the things that he was talking to me about was how we have times of testing character. And I was like, testing character. And he brought to me the scripture, Psalm 105:19. And the scripture says, until the time came to fulfill his dreams, the Lord tested Joseph's character. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, Joseph went through a lot. Mm-hmm. He went through so much. If you don't know Joseph's story, you need to get your Bible out.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to read story. About it. Because Joseph had a lot of hard, bad things happen to him.
Yeah.
And during all that, God was testing his character to see if he was going to be able to do what he was calling him and needing him to do in the future. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting off track, so I'm going to get back on track here. Sorry. Before I get too far. Did you know that the Lord puts dreams, visions, and callings upon each of our lives? Did you know that each one of us are called by God to do something uniquely to us?
Yeah.
It's true. Did you know that there are times we go through testing, that God tests our character?
Mm-hmm.
We aren't the only ones. The Lord even tested Joseph's character. He had to make sure that Joseph was ready, truly ready, for the calling he had placed on his life. Just like Joseph, God has to make sure that we are ready to do what he has called us to do. Because sometimes in our lives, we have things that we have to deal with, we have to let go of before we can move on to what God calls us to. And I mean that as in we can't walk the path that God's wanting us to walk and do the calling he has on our lives if we're walking in anger and bitterness and resentment. Then we're not going to be his loving hands and feet. So this is kind of what I mean in the times of testing and building character. He's got to refine and reshape and make us. Mm-hmm. And he has to test that we're going to be able to do what he wants us to do and leave the things that we shouldn't take with us behind.
Mm-hmm.
Testing times, and we all have had those testing times,
mm-hmm.
develops our faith, our trust in God, and it works on our character. One thing that I do want to point out in Psalm 105:19 is that it says, until the time that came to fulfill his dreams. And I want you to see that God gave those dreams to Joseph. They weren't just Joseph's dreams. God gave them to him. They were not just his own, but God-given. God gave him those dreams to show him future things. Joseph didn't understand it at the time. He didn't understand the dream completely, but I love this. I love what God does. After Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery, they were jealous of Joseph. Jealousy can make people do a lot of bad things. But his brothers were jealous of him because he kept talking about the dreams he was having that God was giving him. So his brothers sold him into slavery. And, you know, they acted like he had died. They went and told their father this big story that Joseph had died. And their father believed it. And Joseph, being sold into slavery, ended up being in prison for 16 years, you guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here he is. He's loving God. He's praying. He's talking to God. God's giving him these dreams. He's not understanding. He's trying to tell people about these dreams because, you know, sometimes we tell each other about dreams, trying to get an explanation for them. And here the whole time his brothers are getting jealous of him. And then they end up selling him into slavery. And then he's in jail for 16 years. If anybody had a reason to be bitter and angry about something, it might have been Joseph, man. You know? I'm going to get you, brothers. You just wait till I bust out of here. You know? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
And all the time after he was sold into slavery, God, and this is what I love. So Joseph wasn't understanding his dreams. But during that time of the 16 years that he was in prison, God gave Joseph the ability, the anointing to explain the meaning of dreams.
Yes.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
So Joseph went from not understanding to an even deeper relationship with God. And we kind of talked about this on a recent episode about being still with God. To listen, to understand him more, to have a deeper relationship. So during Joseph's time of testing, he was becoming more dependent on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And years later, developed an understanding of dreams because God gave him that understanding. I love how the Lord just changes things. I love how he changes people. He changes situations. Does that mean we're not going to go through hardships? Absolutely not. That is not what I'm saying, because we all go through them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And if we say we don't, you better check yourself. Bible says thou shalt not lie. I'm just going to throw that in there. But we all do. We go through times of testing, and it's not fun. It's hard. It's messy. We don't always understand it. Mm-hmm. And Joseph, not understanding his own dream, sold into slavery by his own brothers, accused, thrown in jail. And guess what God does? God makes him a ruler and a seer over many things. He became one of Pharaoh's favorite people. He was positioned just under Pharaoh. In fact, I think if I remember right, he really had the authority all pretty much what Pharaoh had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was positioned just under him. And he was interpreting not only his own dreams now, but others' dreams. He was interpreting Pharaoh's dreams. Mm-hmm. So Joseph went from ashes to beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he went from mourning to dancing.
Yeah.
And my favorite part is that Joseph ended up saving not only Egypt during a time of famine.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's where God was testing Joseph's character. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's not just about you.
Yeah.
It's not just about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be how you reveal me to those around you.
Yeah.
It's about how obedient you can be. It's right. Developing your character to faithfully serve me and to trust me, even if you don't understand. And so God positions Joseph to where he will listen to God. He has this relationship to God. Remember, he's been in prison for 16 years, and I really think that made a deeper relationship between him and the Lord.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To listen.
Yeah.
And he positions Joseph to save all of Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
During a very severe famine, people were coming to Egypt to get food and supplies because they'd run out everywhere else. But God gave Joseph the wisdom of how to store and calculate.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up saving not all of Egypt, but Joseph saved the Israelites during this famine. God's chosen people.
Mm-hmm.
God has a plan and a purpose for every testing moment, every character building moment. Even when we don't understand it, I'm sure Joseph may have thought, why would my brothers sell me?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I in this prison? Why now am I interpreting people's dreams and I'm telling them to remember me, and that way somebody can, I can get out of prison? And people kept forgetting about him.
Right.
But God took what the enemy meant for evil.
Yeah.
And he turned it for Joseph's good. And honestly, not just for Joseph's good, but Egypt's good, the Israelites' good, the surrounding nations' good, because Joseph, God gave him the wisdom to make provision.
Mm-hmm.
In Genesis 50:20, it says, "You intended to harm me,
mm-hmm.
but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives."
Yeah.
So if you are in a season of being tested, mm-hmm. you are not alone. Mm-hmm. God will often test us before the promotion comes. Before he allows us to do what he truly calls us to do in a new season. The way we serve the Lord can change from season to season. And sometimes mm-hmm. we are tested. Our character is tested to make sure we are ready to do and handle what we're going to face. I'm not a good test taker. I'm going to tell you guys, I'm a horrible test taker. Mm-hmm. I just am. I get so nervous. I read the things over and 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 over. And I'm like, as soon as I go in there to take the test, all of it's gone. Poof. Mm-hmm. I don't remember a thing I just read. So for me, when I'm taking tests, I have to think of something that goes along with the song or a saying for me to remember what this means or what this word means or how you do this. I usually put something with those words that need to stand out that I need to remember on a test. I put something with it. That's how I do tests. Now, I'm sure my sister, on the other hand, she's taken a lot more tests than I have, probably wouldn't be as much like me going in there blank-minded. She would remember probably the majority of what she studied.
Depends on the day.
Or the subject. I don't know. But she's a better test taker than I am. But here's the thing. The Lord knows how to test each one of us according to us. According to His will for us. According to our characters. He knows that I am not a good test taker, but He tests me at the level that He knows that I need. Mm-hmm. He tests Carrie at the level that she needs. He tests Krista at the level she needs. He tests our individual characters. He tests us individually. And the thing that God, I love about God, He doesn't leave us during the testing. He may be silent.
Yeah.
Right.
But in the silence, it teaches us to seek Him more.
Yeah.
We listen to Him more, and we depend upon Him more. And I think about Joseph in that time in the prison and in slavery. You know, he was learning to depend upon God more.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't just depending on his own revelation of the dreams. Now he was seeking God for revelation and seeking Him more. And James 1, 2, 3, and 4. It says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." Deuteronomy 8 and 2. "And you shall remember all the way that the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years, that He might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep His commandments or not. God tests to reveal our hearts." And something that He brought to my attention, if we didn't go through it, if we aren't tested, if our character isn't tested, it will be hard to have a testimony to tell others of what the Lord can do. So the testing of our character is actually really important. Mm-hmm. I can't go and be a speaker for God if I'm carrying around things that God's asked me to let go of. I can't go love on people if I am filled with anger and hate. I can't do that. So God has to sometimes refine us and remove things in those times of testing our character that aren't always easy to go through and let Him remove. But it's a very, very needed process, the testing of our character. And sometimes we don't see it that way. We ask God, why? Why all these tests, God? Why is this happening? Why? But God's like, I have to test your character. I have to refine some things. Mm-hmm. We got to deal with some things. There's some things you've hidden down in your heart and you've pushed down that we need to deal with before you can walk into the next season that I'm calling you to walk in.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes those trials and those tests, you know, God's got to shape and refine and build us. And it's not easy. It isn't easy. There's been times in my own life where I'm like, God, why? Mm-hmm. I don't understand. Why am I here? What do I need to do? I don't understand this. God, help me. But it's in those times that He's not just building our character, but we're going through things. It's going to be a study guide for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Joseph and his story. He went through all these things, and then God elevated him to where he needed to be. But we derive hope from Joseph's story. And just like the stories in the Bible, when we go through those times and we share our story, that is a story of hope for someone else.
Yeah. Well, you know, I looked up character because I wanted a little more definition. It's the mental and moral qualities distinctive to an individual. But why I was wanting to look that up is because, as you were talking about Joseph, he had to go all through all this stuff. Because if he had automatically got to the head and he was the one that his brothers came to ask for food, they didn't know who he was.
Right.
You know what? He could have taken them out.
Yeah.
Now, not that he was the nicest maybe that he could be, but think about if it had been so many years earlier.
Yes.
And he didn't have that character that God had worked on for him, you know, and how would he wouldn't have done it as I wouldn't think he would have done it as what God wanted him to.
Right. There would have been that resentment.
Right, right. Not that there wasn't some anyway. I mean, right. I can't imagine. I don't have brothers. I don't have sisters, so I wouldn't know that part of the resentment thing. But I can imagine that you would have resentment even after that. Even after God works on you, sometimes you still have a little bit, I would think.
Or even that hurt of what they did that is hard to heal from.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But I was just thinking about that, how much that God worked on him so that he could turn around and save his people.
Yeah.
Save his family.
Yeah.
And even though they had done all that to him, that he was able, with God's help, with lots and lots of God's help. He was able to save his people and his family.
Yeah.
It just, I don't know, it just kind of blows my mind.
Yeah.
Just thinking about how much and what God is working on our character for.
Yeah.
And what does he have in store? Mm-hmm. You know, what calling does he have for us?
Yeah.
In the end.
Yeah.
And are we going to step up to that?
So true.
It is true.
So true. I think it's interesting because, as you can see in Joseph's character, as he's sitting in prison and he's in there for 16 years, he starts the interpretation piece.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it doesn't take overnight to develop character. It took him 16 years in prison to develop that piece where he could do that. And I don't recall whether or not he could even do that before he even went to prison. I have to read back through and make sure. But it takes time to develop the things that God wants you to move into, and that he started interpreting other people's dreams prior to even doing Pharaoh's own dreams.
Yeah.
And then the very dream that God gave Pharaoh, Joseph was able to interpret it so that he could start storing back food to save nations.
Yeah.
And that's where it came from. Joseph didn't even get the dream himself, but he interpreted the dream. Mm-hmm. And that comes from the development of his character while he was in prison.
And the thing that you kind of nailed, so when he was in prison, I believe, I can't remember if it was a baker that he interpreted his dream, and he said, don't forget about me when you get out.
Right.
And I believe there was someone else that he interpreted the dream and said, don't forget about me when you get out.
Right.
But they did, until the time that God had set for Joseph to be elevated.
Right, right, right.
They forgot about Joseph.
Yes.
And he continued to stay in prison until Pharaoh had a dream.
Yeah.
And nobody could interpret it but Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
God has a set timing for you.
Yeah.
So you are going through some testing. He is building your character. And you keep telling people, don't forget about me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget about me. Remember me.
Mm-hmm.
And God's like, I got to keep you hidden for a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not time yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not time yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not time yet. Keep seeking me. Let's keep building on that character a little bit. And when the time is right, they will remember.
Yeah.
They will remember, just like Joseph was remembered.
And God reveals it.
And God reveals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hang on. Hang on. Character is not easy to be developed. And I believe that we all go through this on a continual basis where God is constantly working on our character and our development through His through a relationship with Him and becoming more Christ-like. This is the development of a Christian. Is our ultimate goal is to be like Jesus, is to follow His exact footsteps, His word, and what He tells us to do. That is our development as Christians. And it's never ending.
No.
I have not reached the end.
No.
I don't know if anyone else has reached the end, but I'm just telling you, to attain to be like Christ.
Yeah.
That is the goal. And and to watch the development, I'm sure Joseph felt like it was eternity.
Yeah.
But to watch it and read it is so unique in the development of how God developed Joseph.
Yeah.
And the turnover of events that came across in his life. So I'm sure that all of us have some kind of testimony of our development of character in our lives.
Yeah.
And what God has put us through and guided us through and walked with us through and then said, this is why you walk that road.
Yeah.
So you could have you share that and save this or do this. That's why he develops character. And I love that he does. It's not easy.
No.
Right.
None of it's easy.
Right.
But, man, the rewards from it.
Yeah.
For 1,000 generations can affect just one development of character.
Mm.